Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's go to the U.S. campaign trail, where the six remaining major Republican candidates are expected to debate tomorrow night in Greenville, South Carolina. Chris Christie and Carly Fiorina will not be there. They dropped out of the race this week after disappointing finishes in the New Hampshire primary. And as the field narrows, a lot of dedicated campaign staffers are suddenly out of a job. Vincent Harris was the chief digital strategist for Senator Rand Paul, who ended his campaign February 3rd. Bloomberg called Harris the man who invented the Republican internet, and he runs the political consulting firm Harris Media in Austin. Vincent, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, when a candidate is about to drop out of a race, how do they break the news to their employees?
So it just depends on the candidate. Sometimes the candidate doesn't tell their staff. Sometimes they might lead them, kind of like how Governor Christie did, I would say, on the night of the New Hampshire primary, where he said, well, I'm going to go back to New Jersey with my wife and we're going to reassess things. That's kind of a dog whistle to campaign staff that says, wait, hold your horses, don't move to South Carolina just quite yet.
How did Rand Paul do it? How did you learn the news?
Well, I found out just hours before. We were kind of asked to put together a video that looked back on everything on the campaign and the entire race, and that's how we found out.
You've worked on a lot of presidential campaigns. Besides Senator Paul, you worked for Rick Perry, also Newt Gingrich in 2012, Mike Huckabee in 2007. Losing is sort of part of the game. Is that something that you have to come to terms with when you're working on these campaigns?
So, you know, it's very sad. It's very disheartening. You put all your heart and your soul and your time and your effort and your thoughts into these candidates and into these campaigns. And obviously, every staffer has the dream of winning. Every staffer has the dream of what Obama had on election night in 2008 with those massive crowds out in Chicago and the, you know, roaring speech and the roaring applause and then of being at the swearing in. All those dreams and all those thoughts go through every staffer's mind. And of course, it's incredibly disheartening after you've spent so much time away from your family, from your friends. Some folks have left other jobs to jump on these campaigns, and it's just starting over in some cases, depending on what you left. So it's an incredibly sad feeling, but certainly with our work with Senator Paul, to be able to look back and see the issues that he brought to the table and that he made people talk about and that he made other campaigns talk about, that leaves us with some satisfaction.
And of course, many staffers will try to find jobs on other campaigns. Rand Paul's campaign manager jumped to Marco Rubio's campaign after losing his job. There's a lot of talk about that, but is it as easy for most people working on a campaign to simply just move to another one?
No, but a lot of staff will get offered other jobs. I mean, now is the time when Senate races and congressional races across the country are looking to hire people. And all of them look to the presidential races and all of the talent, all the staff talent that's on the presidential races, and they try to hire from those pools as different candidates and campaigns drop out.
Well, what about you? You once worked on the Ted Cruz for Senate campaign, your fellow Texans. Has Senator Cruz's campaign come calling for you this time around?
So I proudly worked for Senator Cruz for 3 years. I'm a big fan of Senator Cruz. I just put a Ted Cruz for President bumper sticker that we actually created at our agency a couple years ago, finally put it on my laptop yesterday. I would love to work for Senator Cruz in some fashion and capacity, and you know, but as of now, I am not. I'm just a cheering fan, and I'm very supportive of the senator, and I'm going to do everything that I can to help get the senator elected president.
Well, a cheering fan who a lot of people consider a superstar in the Republican campaign world. As I said, Bloomberg sang your praises, calling you the GOP digital savant. So I want to ask you, just to switch gears a little bit, who of all the remaining campaigns has the best digital ground game in either party?
So I think that there's no doubt right now that Bernie Sanders is running a phenomenal digital campaign. And we've come so far in both parties since 2008. And certainly President Obama deserves so much credit for leading both parties out of this, you know, digital desert wasteland of how campaigns used to be run. And Bernie Sanders is the one who's really taken up that digital mantle with his very young, energetic fans who are giving him lots of money online.
Does it sting a little bit that Bernie Sanders, a Democrat, again, appears to be ahead of the rest of the pack from your perspective as a Republican?
Yes, it stings, but I think sadly that I've just come to terms with the fact that my party, which I love, is conservative, and that's who we are, and it takes us time to adapt to change. And I think that this is happening, but it's just happening. Our digital acceptance amongst not only the group of staffers and consultants, but amongst candidates and amongst voters is definitely happening and changing slower than with the Democrats. And it is my hope that over the next 9 months that Republicans can collectively solidify around some nominee, and everybody who cares about Republican politics and all of us from all of these nascent campaigns can get together, put our heads together, and work to support whoever the nominee is.
Vincent Harris is CEO of Harris Media and the former chief digital strategist for Senator Rand Paul when he was running for president. Vincent, thank you very much.
Thank you.